Governor Larry Hogan has vetoed more than 36 bills that the General Assembly passed during this year's abbreviated session. The rejected legislation includes a massive school system overhaul, funding for Maryland's historically black colleges and universities, and a bill that would close a background check loophole for long guns. For a closer look at some of the vetoes, we're joined by WYPR state politics reporter Rachel Bay. And Rachel, this strikes me as an unusually long list of vetoes. Why did Hogan issue so many this year?
At a press conference a couple of weeks ago, Hogan announced a state budget freeze in response to the news that state revenues are taking a big hit because of the pandemic. He signaled that he would veto any bills that call for new spending. And sure enough, Hogan's veto letters repeat that point. He wrote, quote, "The economic fallout from this pandemic simply makes it impossible to fund any new programs, impose any new tax hikes, nor adopt any legislation having any significant fiscal impact."
One of the most high-profile bills on the list is an education reform bill that came out of recommendations from the Kerwin Commission. Is it any surprise that Hogan vetoed this?
No. Hogan has been vocally critical of this bill, even before the pandemic. The bill increases state spending on schools by hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and Hogan has said it's too expensive. But it's important to note that the bill includes a clause that if state revenues drop by more than 7.5% in a year, the spending increases don't happen. And this year, revenues are expected to decrease by at least that much. So Democratic leaders have expressed varying levels of anger and disappointment. Stephanie Smith, chair of the Baltimore City House delegation, highlighted the fact that the bill is intended to reduce inequities in schools by giving more resources and support to poor students, the same students who right now lack adequate technology to take classes online and do schoolwork from home.
He has shown a failure of both moral, intellectual, and economic leadership at a time that is very, very dire for the most vulnerable Marylanders pre-pandemic. But during the pandemic, he's only heaping more suffering upon them and indifference to their quality of life and to the economic quality of life of our state long term.
Another major education bill Hogan vetoed would have forced the state to settle a long-running lawsuit by the state's four historically black colleges and universities. Remind us how that one works.
The bill gives the schools just under $58 million a year for 10 years, beginning with the fiscal year that begins in July 2021. It's designed to resolve a lawsuit in which the schools say the state undermines the HBCUs by creating duplicative programs at the state's traditionally white schools.
Hogan also vetoed several bills related to crime, particularly here in Baltimore. What would those bills do, and why did he veto them?
Hogan said he would have supported some of the legislature's crime proposals if the legislature also passed his crime package. But the legislature didn't pass his bills, so he's vetoing theirs. I spoke with Luke Clippinger, a Baltimore City delegate who chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He said he is flabbergasted.
The bill that he put forward basically changed some misdemeanors to felonies, and he thinks that would make everybody stop and think before they commit these crimes. And by the time they're committing these crimes, they're way down the road. We need to stop them before they get there.
Clippinger referred to one of the vetoed bills that provides funding for violence intervention and prevention programs, such as ROCA here in Baltimore. Another bill lets people expunge convictions for minor crimes to make it easier for them to get jobs and prevent them from reoffending. There's a bill designed to help law enforcement collaborate across jurisdictional lines. Another frees up Baltimore police by giving some of their responsibilities to state agencies, like having the state police patrol the Jones Falls Expressway and state employees take fingerprints at the jail. And the most controversial of these bills closes a background check loophole for secondhand sales of long guns.
And none of these bills taking effect because they have been vetoed. Are lawmakers likely to return for a special session to try to override these vetoes?
No. The people I've spoken with say they don't think there will be a session before January. But come January, I expect to see some overrides.
And hopefully the General Assembly will be in session come January.
Right, right.
Rachel Bay is WYPR's state politics reporter. Thanks so much for walking us through all this.
My pleasure.